challenges
this season? He's a great quarterback. Great decision making. He's just poised back there. He doesn't look like a second-year player. Last year, he didn't look like a rookie. He has one of the best, if not the best, offensive line. You know, blocking for him, and one of the best, if not the best, running back behind him. So if I was a quarterback, I'd be, you know, walking around like Dak Prescott too.
What makes that line and that protection as good as it is?
I mean, I think it starts with the All Pros they had. They have three first-team All Pros. Left tackle Tyron Smith has been great since day one. Zach Martin and Travis Frederick, all of those guys. Then you got Lyle Collins too. You know, he's great too. He was really a steal in the draft. He should have been a first round pick. So if you look at that that offensive line, it's an all star offensive line.
We always ask you about quarterbacks for obvious reasons because you're the sack guy. Mm. What's your approach when you're facing a great running back?
Get him on the ground. Yeah, get him on the ground. You know, great running backs like that, they could take a little bit of daylight and go all the way with it. You know, we played Adrian Peterson, I think it was 2 years ago, and that was the same way, you know, at any given time. So you can really be pitching a no-hitter, and then boom, home run, you know, towards the end of the game. That's what happened to us when we played, you know, AP. You know, they're two totally different backs. But they're both elite, and if you give them any type of daylight, which is hard to keep it, you know, dark on the offensive line and the defensive line because they have a great offensive line. So, you know, any bit of daylight, he could take it the distance.
You're from Dallas, so explain it to me. Why are the Cowboys America's team?
I don't know. It's just from day one. That's just how it's been. I think when you just raised in Dallas, it's just. You know, you feel like Texas is America, you know, and Dallas is the team, so, you know, America's team.
When you were raised in Dallas, I always thought Texas, like, owns America.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it felt like, you know, growing up. But, you know, it's like that, you know, with the Mavericks, you know, the big, huge following with the Mavericks, huge following, you know, with the Stars, you know, and obviously, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, one of the, you know, biggest franchises in all of sports, you know, that's soccer, that's baseball, everything. So, that's just how it is. You know, it's just been like that from the beginning of time for me. You know, Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
When you're playing a guy like Dak, he likes to roll out too. Does that keep you on your toes a little bit more?
Yeah. You did that last week too, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you got a quarterback that's, you know, rolling out, you know, you'll definitely, you know, be on your toes because, you know, he's athletic, he can roll out, you know, he can throw it, he can pass it. You know, whenever you want to get an athletic quarterback like that, you got to, you know, be on your toes because he's a dual threat out there, especially on the outside. I just seen him just, you know, roll out and the defensive end have the angle on him. He outruns him, you know, flick the ball for 15, 20 yards. So, yeah. How do I motivate myself when I'm getting a lot of attention? I mean, I guess it's hard to motivate guys that don't want to be motivated, and it's also hard to motivate guys that are self-motivated. And for me, you know, I want to be great. You know, I know what my role means, you know, to this team. I know what this team means to the city. I know what my impact on all this is for everyone. So whenever I'm out there on the field, that's my motivation. You know, huge leadership role. I know at any given moment, I can make that play. You know, you just got to take it one play at a time. It doesn't matter if I'm getting chipped, slide, any of that. I've still found ways to beat all of that, and all it takes is one play. You know, I've said before, offensive linemen, they have one of the hardest positions in football. In sports, they got to be solid all the way throughout the game. You know, quarterback can throw three picks, and then at the end of the game, you know, just catch on fire, and, you know, he's the hero. Offensive lineman, they got to be solid all game. You know, with me, I could be quiet all game, and then, boom, two sacks back-to-back. And it's like, Vaughn, oh! You know, he's this and that. So you just got to be consistent. You got to keep going and keep going. You know, it's been five sacks, you know, since it's been five games since I had a sack. And this is the biggest, you know, streak that I've had one, right, Mike? It's the biggest. It's the biggest streak without a sack of my career. So I mean, they're gonna come. You know, I've had long streaks where I had a lot of sacks, had multiple games. But it's just gonna come. You know, Elvis Dumervil, when he was here, you know, he always told me, you know, sacks, they come in bunches. So you can't really, you know, you get downed or, you know, lose motivation when you're out there on the field. You just gotta keep going and keep going. And any given moment, I can make that play. It might not be the same, you know, with other pass rushers in the league or, you know, other defensive ends. But I know the type of confidence that I have in myself and my game and the type of the confidence that my teammates and my team have in me is just – I'm just one play away. And I just got to keep playing for those plays that come.
You're not at the level of frustration yet?
No, I mean, I've been playing great. We've been playing great as a defense. You know, it's – you know, when you lose a game and you get, like, 5 sacks – you know, you feel like, man, I lost the game, but you still have 5 sacks, so it's kind of different. When you win a game and you don't get any sacks, you know, I still have that same pressure on myself. Like, man, you know, we won. You know, we played great as a defense. I played great, but I didn't get sacks. That's what I'm about. So I hold my – you know, everybody has standards for everybody. I hold myself to the highest standard. I think, you know, nobody really, you know, holds themselves to a standard or – like me, I'm on it. The sacks are gonna come, and whatever opportunity I get to, you know, make those plays, I'm gonna make them happen.
Don't you impact the game though in a different way that they only have 2 guys out in the pattern? Like it doesn't help the backside when
they have
guys to chip you a tight. There's double tight end. There's a running back.
Yeah,
isn't that part of the impact?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we weren't talking about like, you know. We was talking about sacks, right?
I'm just saying. Yeah, it gets lost in how you
yeah,
impact
I mean,
in other ways because they're pushing so much to your side, shaping.
Yeah, yeah.
It forces guys, they only have a couple guys in patterns at times.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's, yeah, we've been playing great as a defense. And I think all of those factors go into it. You know, I think, you know, our secondary, the type of linebacker play that we've had, the type of impact that our defensive line is making this year, Adam Gossis and, you know, Shelby Harris have played lights out. You know, the type of attention that I get as a pass rusher and a defensive player, you just add that all together and we have a great defense. You know, I think going into the fourth quarter with 10 minutes left, I think it was, 110 yards passing, and I forgot what it was, you know, rushing in. It was one rushing play where they got 26 yards, and that was at the beginning of the game. So we really did a great job defensively, and all of those factors go into it, you know, the type of attention that I get and the type of defense that we all play together. And I think that's why – you know, we have the type of defense that we have.
Pounding backs that, like Zeke, that always talk about, they wear down a defense, but nobody ever talks about it, possibly a defense wearing down a back like that. Can that happen? It's always said in, you know what I'm saying, in one version, it's never said that a defense can do it to a back.
I guess anything can happen. You know, we was talking about 30 sacks at the beginning. You know, and obviously, yeah, that could definitely happen. I mean, anything can happen. You just got to go out there and play. That's the beauty of our sport. You know, you could have you know, undefeated team, and they, you know, in this one game they play a team, and then boom, they're not undefeated no more. You could have a, you know, all-star defense that has been playing lights out, and they play a running back or a team, and you know, the offense just runs all over them or whatever, and vice versa. You know, that's the beauty of our sport. You know, any given Sunday, anything can happen, and that's why I love the sport of football.
A few
Dallas,
more for Vaughn.
Did you know Des Bryant at all?
Yeah.
What was kind of your early memories of him, and how do you guys play him?
Des is not from Dallas, though. Des is from Lufkin. It seems like he's from Dallas, but no, Des is not from Dallas. He's from Lufkin. He has a whole Des Bryant day in Lufkin, Texas. And all of that stuff. So I know it seems like he's in Dallas.
He's North Texas area.
He's that's east. That's like southeast. You know, it just seems like it. You know, I'm not a. Dez is not from Dallas. It just seems like that. But yeah, he's definitely had a huge impact on the city. Has been there for a very long time. When I was in college, he went to Oklahoma State. He was always in Dallas as well. You know, I think Dallas is home to a lot of guys. You got guys that's really from Waco and really from Houston. They call Dallas home. It just has that type of vibe about it. But, you know, Dez has been huge in the community. You know, when you walk around, you go back home, it's 88 jerseys everywhere. You know, the same with Dak and Zeke. You know, the type of, you know, from Dallas, you know, these last 2 years, the type of teams that we've had, not we've had, but the type of teams that Dallas has had, you know, it's been great for the city, you know, last year and, you know, obviously this year. So it's great for the city of Dallas. I'm a Denver fan. You know, I love Denver. I wouldn't want to be, you know, anywhere else. But Dak and Dez and Zeke and, you know, all of those guys have done an amazing job in Dallas.
You said earlier in the year that you want to be able to stay on the field longer each game.
Was it 90 play, 90%? I saw that tweet too, yeah.
You're on top of it, man.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's
where you want to be?
Yeah, that's about where I want to be. You know, I feel like I could have did more, and that's what I'm looking for. You know, I was out there. Coach was pulling me out. You know, that's what I was looking for. I wasn't, you know. I think I came out one time. I think we played 58 plays, and I played 58 plays, and I played 52 of those plays. So that's what I'm looking for. You know, 52 plays. You know, sometimes we get games where we're out there like 60 plays and 70 plays. So yeah, about 90%. You know, that's the type of percentage that I'm looking for. And you know, the type of feedback I was getting from Coach, he wants to, you know, pull that back some more, you know, get that down to like 80-85%. So I'm just out there, you know. I was prepared to go to overtime, you know, last week. I'm glad we didn't. You know, I was prepared. I felt good. You know, I wasn't really, you know, breathing hard or anything like that. Of course, you're going to get tired in a football game. I was definitely tired. You're going against, you know, high-caliber guys on the other side, you know, and we're all playing for it. So it takes effort to do that. So I got tired, but I wasn't exhausted, you know what I mean? So I was ready to play. I felt good. I was in shape. And, you know, I feel good for where I'm at.
He's talking about Dallas. Do you remember your first memory watching Jason Witten play?
Jason Witten. No, not Jason Witten, but Jason Witten is just like – it's kind of like when DeMarcus was there. It's just – when you think about the Cowboys, that's the tight end. He's always been a tight end for a long time. When you think about the defense, it was DeMarcus Ware, you know, in the defense. And he was there for a long period of time. That's the same thing with Jason Witten. He's been playing at that same level for a very long time, and he's still playing at a high level as well. So, you know, hats off to all of those guys and, you know, everything that they're doing.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Sure. Thanks, guys.